Present at the Creation, a series exploring the origins of American cultural icons, continues today with a unique form of music.
Hello!
Barbershop. People have been singing this kind of four-part harmony for over 100 years. But while the barbershop sound may be instantly recognizable, its roots are less well-known. NPR's Jim Wildman reports.
Here's to the memory of quartets gone before.
The history of barbershop begins with the creation of its name, says Gage Averill, chair of the music department at New York University and author of the upcoming book Four Parts, No Waiting, A Social History of American Barbershop Harmony.
The barbershop term in the late 19th century seems to have really come from its use by African Americans. Barbering was a kind of low-status job, and it was held in some areas by, you know, gypsies and European immigrants, in other areas by African Americans. And in those areas where it was largely African American, they, in many cases, also served as black community centers, the place where guys hung out. A lot of harmony was created in these barbershops.
During that time, it was just any way you sing it was all right. Hand it down, throw it down, any way you get it down. Whatever came to the ear, that's barbershop.
Thomas Johnson Jr. was born in 1912. While he's better known for his gospel singing with the Harmonizing Four, he grew up singing early barbershop with friends in barbershops and on street corners in Richmond, Virginia.
Corner groups were mostly singing barbershop, but it's what we called the barbershop, you know, off, ring around the roses and things like that. Red River Night and Sweet Adeline.
Sweet Adeline.
Early recordings of African-American men singing barbershop are rare or in bad shape. The Golden Gate Quartet recorded this version of Sweet Adeline in the 1930s. These four African-Americans started singing their blend of barbershop gospel and blues in a barbershop.
For you I pine.
Many of these chords in Sweet Adeline are called barbershop seventh chords. It's the emphasis on these chords that gives barbershop its unique sound. Jim Henry is a music professor at Lindenwood University, and he sings bass with the Gashouse Gang. He suggests the barbershop seventh chord was born when African-American tenors started improvising on songs like this church hymn, Shine On Me.
Shine on me
in the morning.
Shine on me.
Now that's very straight up and down right there. Now if we could speculate on what might have happened and allow the tenor to improvise, that again is more commonly associated with our African American musical culture, then we might get a sound like this between the bass and the tenor.
Oh, shine on me, shine on me.
And after that kind of improvisation, years go by, and the tenors sort of just learn to go straight to that note. And what is created from that is a barbershop seventh chord.
Oh, shine on me
in the morning.
Shine on me.
So if barbershop has African American origins, then why does today's barbershop stereotype involve four white men singing?
Let me bring us back to the early 1890s.
Ethnomusicologist Gage Averill.
Edison has invented his recording device, and they've spread the early phonograms around the United States in parlors. But they need content. So they actively sought out groups to record. You couldn't bring an orchestra into, or a chorus into the early studios. They were cramped, and you had to sing right into the horn. So it favored small groups, and these quartets were just perfect.
Back to bed and the rays are funny.
by the end of the century, as you began to see competing phonogram companies recording competing quartets, and those quartets, the ones that they were really promoting, were by and large white quartets. And it was the promotion of these groups and their dissemination everywhere in North America and beyond that really fixed the identity of barbershop in a white context.
That white context was perpetuated as scholars incorrectly traced barbershop's origin back to England, says Library of Congress musicologist Wayne Shirley. He says it started in the 1930s when an influential historian, Percy Scholes, was misled by an entry in the Oxford English Dictionary.
There was an Elizabethan phrase about barber's music, music that was made in barbershops. And so he decided that the barbershop quartet came basically from England. And unfortunately, it's just not true. Barber's music, which simply meant the kind of stuff you hear when there are a couple of lutes around and people are getting haircuts and passing the time by singing rather badly, is not barbershop.
Barbershop is barbershop.
89-year-old singer Thomas Johnson Jr.
I don't know no black quartet sing barbershop. But the most of the barbershop being sung now is by whites. Of course, they polished it up some and did like a silver and gold now. But it was a black traditional.
Today, tens of thousands of men sing barbershop under the umbrella of the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America. Most of the Society's members are white. I'm Jim Wildman, NPR News.